T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Severino is the Marlins television play-by-play man on Bally Sports Florida. And it all gets underway tomorrow as the Marlins start their season hosting the Mets, 410 Lone Depot Park. I think he's getting ready for the broadcast, right? He's out at the ballpark, Solana. Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, I believe he's preparing for opening day tomorrow.
Probably takes his job more seriously than we take ours, Crocker.
Way more.
Yeah. Paul Severino is with us. Hello, Paul.
Hang on, that's tomorrow?
Now you sound like us. Yeah. We have to be where? How excited are you?
Boy.
How excited are you to get this season underway? I feel like there's, and again, I had said this earlier, there's no one picking the Marlins, and Vegas doesn't love the Marlins, but I kind of feel like something kind of got put together during the offseason.
Not as excited as much as I'm surprised that it's tomorrow. No. I mean, it's opening day, man. It's great. It's I'm not the type of broadcaster that does any other sports in the off season, so things are really quiet for me. So I'm ready to get maybe not as ready as my wife is to have me out of the house, but I'm ready to get back to work. So it's great. And yeah, I mean, listen, it's they're not by any stretch the favorite in a very tough division. So I think. Personnel has changed, but you know, one thing that and this comes from me, not necessarily the team, but I've said it before, it's not even, you're not playing a full season as much as you're playing one game every day. And I think that's kind of the mindset, is like, all right, we have a game tomorrow. Ooh, Sandy's going, let's win Sandy's game. Okay, Luzardo's going game, let's win that game, instead of, okay, we've got to, you know, take 4 from the Mets. And then take 3 from the Twins, and you know, win 29 games in April. Like it's different. It's take it day by day, see where you're at, and hopefully, as you check off series, you've won the 2 out of 3s and the 3 out of 4s and things of that nature. So, you know, it's such a marathon that you have to break it down that way in games and in series and in weeks and in months. Otherwise, it can just be a really overwhelming 6 month stretch ahead of you.
And Paul, like to Hawk's point, where there's not a lot of people picking the Marlins to win the World Series, but they should be improved, correct? They bring in a rise, you know, Jazz is coming back, Cueto, like, I would say maybe sell the South Florida baseball fan on this team, because we just watched the World Baseball Classic and that stadium was filled. If we give them top quality baseball, I think we can fill that stadium for the Marlins.
I sure hope so. It makes my job a lot easier when I just have to kind of sit back and let 25,000-30,000 fans tell the story, and I just get out of the way. You know, never mind the excitement of wins, right? It makes my life easier. It makes it more exciting for the fans, and I'm assuming the players want to be a part of more wins too. Don't sleep on that. So yeah, I mean, listen, it's a great atmosphere in this ballpark when it's loud. You know, I've said it before, like there's times when, listen, you want the place to be packed and every seat to be filled, right? But even on nights when there's, you know, for comparatively speaking to other teams, when it's not a huge number, but for us, maybe it's 15,000-20,000 on a Heritage night or something on the weekends, like this place gets loud, and it's so fun and awesome, and the energy is great, and before the game, during the game, after the game, it's yeah, I mean, it's certainly showed itself to be a place to be this summer. and it's no secret. At the end of the day, the more the team wins, the more fun you can have, the more likely you are to come out to the ballpark. It's really as simple as that. But to answer your question about whether or not they'll be better, yeah, I sure hope so. You know, it's one thing to watch Sandy strike out 14 guys. It's another to watch the offense strike out 22 times in a night and not really put up much of a fight. So what they did this offseason was go out and try to eliminate some of those strikeouts, a lot of those strikeouts. And they got guys that are well-versed at putting bat on ball in Segura, in Arraez, getting on base. And it's really just going to be a matter of getting guys on base and then doing something with it and making sure that, you know, I kind of think of Jazz as like a swing guy, right? Like he can be that on-base speed threat, but he can also be that power threat. But then you've got the other guys, maybe the singles, doubles types of hitters in Arraez and Segura and stuff like that. If they're on base for the damage guys of the Solaires and the Avi Garcias, Garrett Coopers of the world, well, that's where you're going to see a lot more, you know, wins along the way. And it's not asking a lot, but it sometimes it feels like a lot, flipping that one-run loss thing upside down a little bit. I mean, it was 40-some-odd one-run losses last year. So a couple ways to look at it. The positive way that I'll choose is they were one big hit away from winning a lot more games last year. So it's just a matter of finding where that hit is going to be and capitalizing on it. And when you have your chances, lead off doubles, that guy's got to score. Too many times last year, that guy stayed on second base for the whole inning. That can't happen. You got to score runs when you have the opportunities. And that's how you're going to win more games.
I think speaking of crowds and vibes, too, we're going to have those Flashback Fridays, which I think is going to be a vibe down at Lone Depot Park. That'll be fun. Paul Severino, you can watch him tomorrow, Bally Sports Florida. It all gets underway for the Marlins. We've had Skip Schumacher on twice on this show. Absolutely love him. He brings a great energy and some excitement. What's your take on the new Skip?
I'm with you. I think that he's going to be tremendous when it comes to energy and being able to speak the language. We might have talked about this before, and if we did, forgive me for repeating myself, but he's, for me, a perfect mix of a guy who kind of was still playing at the beginning of this analytical era, then moved into front office and coaching staffs where he kind of had to speak that language a little bit more, and that got him right into this role where, you know, every team's using analytics and everything else, but it's how do you translate that to the player so the player can either understand it, grasp it, apply it, whatever it is. And he's not 60 years old who's, you know, never really had to deal with that as a player and worry about all those things of, you know, sometimes it's we have all this information. I listen, I'm the same way as a play-by-play guy. I speak for myself. I got so much information at my fingertips during a game. But sometimes there's a game going on. You have to step back. And, you know, you can have, if you're a hitter, you can have boatloads of information on a pitcher and, you know, what does he throw and what does a slider look like and when does he throw it and, okay, guys on base. All that. At some point, it's just see ball, hit ball, right? And when the game speeds up and now there's an actual clock to help that happen, when the game speeds up, how can you slow it down? And having a manager and a coaching staff, which is all – you know, relatively young and not that far removed from having played and remember what those moments are like. And obviously Skip and World Series and postseason experience too, knows about being able to slow things down, quiet the mind and still execute. So I think that, you know, I'm probably the last person anybody cares about, but I think that was a tremendous hire and I'm excited to see the Skip Schumacher era begin in earnest tomorrow at 4:10.
And I got to ask you about Jazz Chisholm, Paul, because he's my son's favorite player. He met him at a child's baseball camp, and he just fell in love with Jazz. Speaking of my little son, Chan, is it done normally just to move a guy from infield to outfield when you acquire a person? Like, because I, you know, I'm not a baseball guru, but it just seems like this guy has got to this level playing in the infield. You sign a guy, and you say, "Hey, Jazz, we're putting you in center field. Go out there. Good luck, buddy." Does that happen a lot?
It can. It depends on the player that's moving, the player that you're bringing in. You know, there's so many factors. I think that I guess I'll use the phrase perfect storm, right? Like you've got a guy in Jazz who came up as a shortstop, right? And when he came over from the Diamondbacks, a lot of people thought might be the shortstop of the future. And shortly thereafter, Miguel Rojas, you know, wasn't doing anything to open up that job, if you will. And you needed to get Jazz in the lineup, so Jazz starts playing second base. So they've already moved him once. Now they're moving him again to center field, and it was his idea, and he's certainly athletic enough to go out there. I do think, and he said it, and the Marlins have said it and everything else, he has said he wants a Gold Glove and that he will win a Gold Glove. And, boy, I hope he does. But there will be growing pains along the way. I think that that's only natural, whether it's Jazz or Joe Schmo or whoever it is. You're learning something new. The first time he sees a lot of what happens is the first time he's going to see it. So he may not play Gold Glove caliber defense in April, but that doesn't mean that by the end of the season he's not one of the better defensive center fielders. Like, what I've heard was playing in Jupiter for that month or 6 weeks of games was windy. It was two decks. Now we're at three decks in these big league ballparks again, so that helps cut down the wind and all those other things. It was tougher conditions, so some of the mistakes that he had made or misreads or whatever it was, learning curve, all that stuff, it is what it is, and it's all for real tomorrow. But I'm here at the ballpark right now watching. He's out center field reading balls off the bat. Like, he's in an accelerated course to learn a premium position. And I'll tell you, if he figures it out, and I and many others are hoping that he does, center field has been something of a black hole for the Marlins the last 5 years, whether it be defensively, offensively, having a cornerstone guy that you just put out there and don't have to worry about it for 5 years. Like, that hasn't been the case. So hopefully he figures it out, and hopefully he's the guy that's out there, and we can all move on to something else to complain about other than who's going to play center field for the Marlins.
He said it himself. It all starts for real tomorrow. Paul Severino will be on the call all season long. Bally Sports Florida. Marlins baseball is back, baby. And it's tomorrow, 4:10. What time is your pregame start? 3? I'm guessing you give like an hour?
We have an hour-long pregame show, and then I believe on Bally Sports we have another hour's worth of Marlins all-access, Marlins clubhouse-type programming before it. So I believe our opening day coverage kind of starts around 2, but our live opening day coverage starts at 3. All the pomp and circumstance, player introductions, national anthem, all that kind of stuff.
All right, very
4:00.
Good. You have any time to watch this Gwyneth Paltrow trial been going on?
I was going to, and then you told me that opening day was tomorrow, and then I just completely upended my plan.
All right, totally understand.
Yeah.
None of us are watching it either. All right, Paul, thank you. We always appreciate talking to you. We'll talk to you throughout the season, and then we'll get some food reviews when you're on the road trips. And we're still playing back you eating a burger and how to properly do it. So you have been placed in the annals of Hockman and Crowder show history with that take on
Excellent.
How to eat a burger. It was a game changer for a lot of people. So.
I eat my burger like that now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just so many people I need to thank, myself, Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, all these people. I mean, it's just...
All right, there you go. Paul Severino, watch him tomorrow and all season long. Thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.